Hello, Alan speaking.
Alan, it's Tara. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Sorry to bug you on your cell phone.
No problem.
I was just at the gym at lunch, and I was talking to that friend of mine who worked at MPE that I told you has cancer.
Oh, yes.
And so, what's that?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And so I had talked about you to her and just said that, you know, that you had dropped a resume off, but, you know, it's like they don't even listen or whatever.
Well,
and
yes,
just that's... asking her if she could have any pulse, because I said, you're kind of, and she's very cool about it. Like, I'm already calling her chemo brain because she blames everything on chemo.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I said to her, she's like, oh, yeah, just give me his resume and have him call me.
Really? Well, thank you. That's very kind. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Well, I don't know, because maybe she'll have more. I have no idea. So, but why do you, can I give you her name and number? And
sure.
Then if you're okay with it, I'll send you, I'll send her your resume. Is that okay?
Sure. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So her name is Juanita. Renwick. Renwick.
Okay.
And her phone number is 403.
Yes.
308-3174.
3174. Okay. Good. Good.
And then just And so give me half an hour to get her your resume, and then anytime after that, you can just give her a call. She's at home already, so, and
sure.
She's fine. Like, she's,
really?
But I said, is it okay if I tell them that you got the big C? And she's like, oh, yeah, totally.
Yes. Yep. Well, yeah. Well, thank you. That's very kind. Thanks. Appreciate it. It's all about who you know and even how many people you know, I suppose, in this industry, other industries.
All it takes is knowing one person. I don't know if this will help at all, but it won't hurt, I guess, right?
No, so, certainly. Yeah. Okay. So. Do you have a copy of my resume? And if I could... I email this to you? Maybe I'll just email it to you again quickly. And
Let me just hold on a second.
Unless you do.
Let me just go into the R database here, because...
Oftentimes I have, you know, a different resume for different, you know, depending on the job. And so I have sort of a general, you know, all things considered resume.
Johnston, is that your last name, Johnston?
Yeah, Johnston with a T.
Johnston, Johnston. Searching. Very slow. And then, sorry.
No problem.
Slow right now. But, yeah, no, absolutely, we'll have it, because you came in and met with them. You would have given her a new one at that time, right?
Yes. Although it would have been a paper copy or no?
No.
Electronic, PDF, or a Word?
Johnston, okay. So, last modified February 13th, so it would
That would be fairly, yes.
Yeah, so it just... structural engineering and drafting those skills, and then it goes on. Yep, I think we've got...
Okay. For a person who doesn't have an awful lot of, you know, professional experience in there, what can you fill up a resume with aside from what you've learned in school?
For sure. But do you have where you worked last? Oh, yeah, there it is. Education, employment.
Inland?
Yep. Inland, yeah.
Yes,
down.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I will send this off to her right now, and then... and then if you want to give her a call, then you can do that, and she's very honest, so she'll tell you exactly what she thinks.
Good. Blunt and honest is good.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Good. Okay. What time are we on this evening?
6:30.
Pick a time. 6:30 is best.
Does that work well? He
absolutely
still has
sure.
Some, we struggled last night a little bit with some of the measuring stuff, so I just want to go back over that with him. Yep, and then I think he's got everything else that we said, and we have to do the spelling, so, yep.
Or, you know, if you don't get it all done, well, that's, we'll, you know, if he's kind of strapped for time, then I understand, so.
We'll get it done.
Yes, okay.
Okay, perfect,
right.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Sarah, appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Bye.